Yes, to hear from Speak More Clearly. I hope you're well. I'm going to now do a little training lesson on some of the common homophones, in other words, words that are spelled differently but said the same, that I find quite a few students find a bit tricky because they're not quite sure whether they're said the same, these particular words, because they're spelled differently. Okay, the first pair of words are where and where. Where are you going? And I will wear my jacket. They're said the same. Where, for British and Australian. And for American, obviously, you do the in there. So where and where. Same thing, though. They're said exactly the same. So I'm not going to do the American every time. You just know if you see the combination where you have to do the then you do that. So again, where, or where. Yeah. The next one, the next lot are actually three words. So pair, spelt P-A-R-E, P-A-I-R, P-E-A-R. So the first pair is usually when you pare something down, when you cut it down to make it smaller. The second one, P-A-I-R, is a pair, two things that are the same, a pair of socks. And the third one, obviously, is the fruit. So I pared down the piece of wood. I cut it to make it smaller. I had a pair of pants and I ate a pear. And pear. It's a triphthong, air. Yeah, well, actually, it's a diphthong, air. It's American and air. For the British and Australian. Okay, the next two words are sun and sun, S-O-N and S-U-N. It's not son and sun. They're both, the O is said up as well. If it's the American, up, sun and sun. But if it's the Australian, the British, sun and sun. So it's not son, it's the O is saying my son was standing in the sun. Okay. The next are three words, so, and so. The first so, S, they're all said the same, S plus O. Yeah. So S-E-W, the E-W is saying O. And S-O-W, the O-W, can say O as its second most common sound, so it's choosing to do that in that word. So the first so, S-E-W, is I sew a new dress every year. The second so, S-O, is so what? And the third so is to sow seeds, to throw seeds into the ground so that they will grow. So the next pair are rain, R-A-I-N. The rain is falling, R-E-I-G-N. The Queen's reign was a very long one. She was on the throne for a long time. Rain and rain. Don't cut the A diphthong short. I need to hear the E part at the end as well. It's not run. It's rain and rain, yeah? Okay, the next two, wait and wait. Same thing, wait. The first one, W-A-I-T, is I will wait for you. And the second one, W-E-I-G-H-T. E-I-G-H says A as well. It's a four-letter A. Said the same. And that is, he put on weight when he ate lots of donuts. And the next one are three words again. I'll, I will go, aisle. They stood in the aisle of the supermarket. And the third one, aisle, all said the same, is short for island. Ayo is a linking y in the middle there. I'll, said quickly. I'll. The next are three words again. There, and there. Or there, and there. All the same. T-H-E-R-E, T-H-E-I-R, and T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E are all said the same. There is their house that they're going to buy. Yeah? So all said the same, not differently, even though they're spelt differently. The next pair is allowed and allowed. A-L-L-O-W-E-D is they're allowed to go outside. And the second, A-L-O-U-D, he said everything aloud as he read. He didn't say it in his head. He said it, he verbalized it. Aloud, said the same. Ow in the middle is a diphthong. You have to have the oo movement at the end. It isn't allowed. It's allowed. Yeah, got to have the oo in there. Don't drop it. Berry and berry. And in the American, it's berry and berry. So they said the same, though, either way. So B-E-R-R-Y, strawberries are a nice berry, and B-U-R-Y, they had to bury the person quickly. Berry. The next two words, ceiling and ceiling. C-E-I-L-I-N-G is the top of a room, the ceiling, the roof of a room, if you will. And S-E-A-L-I-N-G is when you seal something, when you close it up well so nothing can get in. Ceiling. They were sealing the ceiling when they built the new house. Cruise and cruise, C-R-E-W-S, C-R-U-I-S-E, said the same. The cruise on the cruise, so the people who were working on the cruise ship, the crew, they had several crews, the crews were working on the cruise ship. Said the same. And it's a long oo, cruise, not cruise. It's not short. Cruise, yeah? Flew and flew. F-L-E-W, F-L-U. They caught the flu, F-L-U, when they flew to New York, said the same, flew and flew. Long oo again. And we've got two more lots. Morning and morning, said exactly the same. Morning and morning, if you're doing the American accent. M-O-R-N-I-N-G, a time of the day. M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, when after somebody has passed away or died, when people are having a period of being quiet and remembering that person and being very sad about that person having died. They are in mourning and they eat breakfast in the morning. Same thing. And the last pair, through and through. T-H-R-E-W, I threw the ball. T-H-R-O-U-G-H, so the O-U-G-H is saying ooh, even though O-U-G-H can say six things. In this case, it's saying ooh. They threw the ball through the window, same thing. Okay, so there are some common homophones, some common words that are spelt the same. Spelt differently, but they're said the same. There are lots of homophones, but these are some that people go, they see the different spelling and aren't sure if they're said the same. Okay, I hope that was easy to practice, and bye for now.